The faithful and the curious pressed forward for a look and a wave as the 85-year-old Pope rode through the square for the final time. Later, he told the crowd and a worldwide television audience he's been through some not easy moments.
In questi ultimi mesi ho sentito che le mie forze erano diminuite.
The Pope said he did not have the strength to continue and added, to love the Church also means having the courage to take difficult decisions. He urged all Catholics to always put the good of the Church before their own desires. The Pope has struggled to deal with the ongoing scandal of sex abuse by priests, the leak of thousands of embarrassing documents, and a decline of the faith in Europe. One person at the audience with a special interest in the future of the Church was Father Thomas Rosica, director of a Catholic television network in Canada.
He had the humility and the good sense and the wisdom to realize, I have done my best. This office is so special that it requires energy, it requires vision, it requires mobility and health, and I can't do that anymore.
Other Catholics in the large crowd were also sympathetic to the Pope's decision and were joining the speculation about whether his successor might, for the first time, come from outside of Europe.
We believe that the Catholic religion has to have a leader, and that leader can come from anywhere in the world.
It's not important from where he will come, it's more important the energy and the strength of prayer he will have.
The cardinals who will elect Pope Benedict's successor are already gathering in Rome. Their decision is expected around mid-March, in time for the new pope to preside over Holy Week and Easter. Meanwhile, from Thursday evening, the Catholic Church will have a living former pope for the first time in nearly 600 years. Pope Benedict said he will continue to be part of the Church in what he called a new way. He asked the faithful to remember him, and to warm applause, he concluded with a simple thank you. Al Pesson, VOA News, Vatican City.